Welcome to Haunted Canada. Hi, everyone. My name is Nadine, host and creator of Haunted Canada, and welcome to episode 4. On this episode, we're going to talk about 3 more ghost stories from Alberta. I've had so many requests for more ghost stories about Alberta, so this episode is for all of you. The former home of Drumheller's first dentist and pharmacist, Dr. Robert James Johnston Sr., is believed to be the most haunted house in Drumheller, Alberta. Dr. Johnston died in the garage area on October 10, 1939, under tragic and what many people believe to be mysterious circumstances. The doctor was found dead next to his shotgun, which police later determined had discharged when the doctor was packing for a hunting trip, and labeled it as a tragic accident. Sadly, the family was faced with yet another tragedy just a few years later when Dr. Johnston's teenage daughter, Marjorie, died of a blood infection. Marjorie was buried next to her father in the Drumheller Cemetery. Drumheller is a town within the Red Deer River Valley in the Badlands of east-central Alberta, Canada. The town was named after Samuel Drumheller, who purchased the homestead of Thomas Greentree and had it surveyed into the original Drumheller town site, and then put the lots up for sale in 1911. The area is often referred to as Dinosaur Valley, and it is the site of the very famous Royal Tyrrell Museum. Dinosaur Provincial Park holds 130,000 fossil specimens from the Alberta Badlands, and today, the town has an estimated population of 8,000 people, yet it attracts over 375,000 visitors annually. I personally have been to Drumheller many times with my family, and I highly recommend it. Dr. Robert James Johnston Sr. was originally from Brockton, Iowa, and had moved to Drumheller, Alberta, to practice dentistry. He built the house on 3rd Avenue East in 1885 and lived in it with his wife, son, and daughter. He was a family man, involved in his community, serving on the Board of Trade, the Rotary Club, and was a member of the Masonic Lodge. When Dr. Johnston died, his funeral was attended by hundreds, and his loss was felt throughout the community. Yet it is believed that Dr. Johnston's spirit is still present, and it is known as the most haunted house in Drumheller, Alberta. Today, the current owner of the house has been quoted in local papers saying that he feels completely comfortable in the home and respects and honors the memory of Dr. Johnston by keeping his picture hanging in the living room. Yet it would seem that Dr. Johnston is always making his presence known. Current and former owners would always report hearing footsteps going up and down the staircase when they were home alone. While on other occasions, the figure of a young girl has been seen kneeling in front of an upstairs bedroom window, with her hands clasped together as if she's praying. Many people believe that this is the spirit of Marjorie, who is buried next to her father in the local cemetery. Items have mysteriously been moved only to reappear in the exact same spot just moments later. Lights will often flicker on and off throughout the evenings, and it has been reported that the residents always have a sense or a feeling as if they are never alone in the house. There's even a recording of a spirit saying, "Sit down." While strange events may happen inside the historic Johnston home, the current owner is quoted as saying that he is happy that Dr. Johnston is around, and he feels very comfortable living in Drumheller's most haunted house. The Hose and Hound is a local community restaurant and pub in Calgary, Alberta, and was originally built and used as Fire Hall No. 3 from 1906 to 1952. Eventually, the building was not able to house the more modern and bigger fire trucks and the equipment, so a new fire hall was built. The historic building changed hands several times over the years and served a few different purposes, including as a community center, a furniture shop, and eventually just fell into disrepair and was actually being used as a flop house where people would go to sleep and party. By the early 1980s, some new life was pumped into the historic fire hall, and it was completely renovated from top to bottom, and a restaurant was opened. While the building and the community of Inglewood has changed a lot over the years, the haunted history of Fire Hall No. 3 has remained a rich part of Calgary's folklore, with tales of ghosts, hauntings, and a very eccentric fire chief. The historic fire hall was originally operated by Calgary's first fire chief, James Cappy Smart. He was described as a no-nonsense, plain-speaking man, and once, when a crowd of spectators got a little too close to the fire and wouldn't listen to his warnings, he told his fire crew to just turn the water on them. Cappy was also very active in the Calgary social scene. He was the marshal of the Calgary Stampede for 35 years, even leading the parade one year while riding an elephant. While he was a very colorful character in Calgary, he took his role as fire chief very serious, and it is actually credited with modernizing the fire department. He brought about many changes, including using more modern equipment to replace the outdated volunteer bucket brigade, while also educating Calgarians on fire prevention. While Cappy Smart loved his job, the one thing that he was also known for was his love of animals, and actually for collecting many unique animals. Cappy had a pet monkey named Barney that he actually kept in the fire hall. When the firemen had to go out on a call, it was common practice at that time to leave Barney inside the fire hall or outside tied up to the flagpole. One day, when the men were gone on a call, they again left Barney tied up outside when a family walked by. The young son, thinking that the monkey was friendly, got a little too close and Barney attacked, causing serious injuries to the young boy. Barney was labeled a danger to the community, and it was decided that Barney had to be put down. Cappy took responsibility for what Barney had done, and he was the one that sadly put Barney down. Barney was buried in front of Fire Hall No. 3. Yet the spirit of that monkey, Barney, is still believed to be causing trouble and being very mischievous inside the current day restaurant. Over the years, staff have reported that when they're in the kitchen, dishes will go flying across the room. The dishwasher has been known to turn itself on and off, while the hose that is usually in the kitchen sink, used for rinsing dishes, has mysteriously been spraying the kitchen staff. At other occasions, the oven doors have been opening and slamming shut when there's nobody near them. On other occasions, it would seem that the employees have been falling numerous times throughout their shifts. Yet when the employees fall and they look down at their sneakers, they often notice that their shoelaces have been tied together. One former employee that I spoke to had worked at the restaurant as a busboy several years ago. His job was to just basically clear the dishes from the table. He would retrieve the dirty dishes from the tables, run them back to the kitchen, get them into the sink, and then do the same thing throughout the shift. As he told me, he was constantly in motion. Yet he noticed that on several occasions, he was tripping up. And every time he looked down, he noticed that his shoelaces had been tied together. For one shift in particular, he counted that his shoelaces had been tied together over 10 different times. When the busy busboy told his coworkers what was happening to him, they all just laughed, telling him not to worry, that it was just the monkey, Barney, causing trouble again. While the hose and the hound has had a very interesting and eclectic history, it is believed that the spirit of the eccentric fire chief and his monkey, Barney, are still roaming around the pub today, causing havoc and playing pranks on staff and visitors. The Rutherford House on the University of Alberta campus has many frightfully wonderful ghost stories that I originally unearthed, wrote, and included on one of my Edmonton ghost tours that I call the University of Alberta History and Haunted Hike. The historic home is the location of two particular spirits. One is of a woman that many staff believe to be Mrs. Rutherford herself, and the other spirit is that of a little boy that is often seen and heard running throughout the second floor of the home. The Rutherford House, built in the Edwardian style, is located on the University of Alberta campus overlooking the North Saskatchewan River, and it has a first-class view of the river valley and downtown Edmonton. The red brick house was built in 1911 by Alexander Cameron Rutherford, who was the first premier of Alberta in 1905. Rutherford was lured out west and settled in Strathcona as Edmonton's population was just exploding, as many adventure seekers were passing through Edmonton on their way up north to the Klondike Gold Rush. Rutherford was a lawyer by trade, and he set up a law practice in Strathcona and got involved in local politics. While he was the first premier of Alberta in 1905, Rutherford was only premier for 5 short years. When, in 1910, like most politicians, he resigned because of a political scandal. The house became a museum and a provincial historic site in 1973, and today is a place for people to visit, and it often hosts community events and weddings. For many years, I did try to inquire about any ghost stories or hauntings at the Rutherford House, but it seemed that nobody really wanted to divulge any of their spooky happenings. However, I believe in patience, and this all changed about 10 years ago when I was invited by a board member to host a Halloween event where we would explore the campus on my ghost tour, and then we would venture inside and explore the Rutherford House. These tours were a huge success, getting people inside the Heritage Home, and also resulted in me hearing dozens of new ghost stories about the house and the campus. The first ghostly story from the Rutherford House always seems to happen in the second floor bedroom of Mr. and Mrs. Rutherford. It was told to me by many former employees that when they were working at the house in the daytime, that they would always hear noises and movement coming from the Rutherford's bedroom, as if someone was walking around and dragging furniture across the floor. When staff would go up to the bedroom to see where the noise was coming from, they would always find the bedroom empty. But they would always notice that the brushes and the combs that were always kept on the bureau by the bedroom door were now moved back over to the night table next to the side of the bed. What makes this so strange is that when Mrs. Rutherford lived in that house, she would have beautiful brushes and combs, and she always kept them on her night table next to the side of the bed where she slept. When the house was turned into a living museum, the brushes and the combs were kept on the bureau by the bedroom door. Yet when staff would hear the noises coming from the master bedroom and go to check, they would always find those brushes and combs were now moved and placed back on that night table next to the side of the bed where Mrs. Rutherford slept. Another ghostly spirit at the Rutherford House is that of a young boy aged 8 or 9 that is often seen and heard running throughout the second floor of the home. Many staff and volunteers have told me that when they're in the house in the daytime, that they can often hear the sounds of a small child running on the second floor of the historic home. Employees will go upstairs to investigate to see where this noise is coming from. They say that when they get to the second floor landing, out of the corner of their eye, they can often catch a glimpse of a small boy, aged 8 or 9, dressed in 1920s attire, running from room to room. Employees will then check every room, every closet, every nook and cranny. But no child is ever found. While other staff have recounted hearing the sounds of a ball bouncing at the top of the grand staircase, only to then hear that ball bouncing down the grand staircase and landing in the front foyer. Staff and volunteers will go to the staircase to investigate, to see where this ball is. Yet as soon as they get into the front hallway, the sound of the ball bouncing stops, and no ball is ever found. While these encounters leave many employees shaken, never wanting to be alone in the historic home, other employees seem unfazed and just simply shrug it off, saying, don't worry about it. It's just a little boy. He's playing with us. So the mystery or the question becomes, where did the spirit of the young child come from? Because I know for a fact that no child ever died inside the Rutherford House. Well, a few years ago, I was filming inside the Rutherford House with a TV show that I was working with at the time called Creepy Canada. And we brought in a local psychic, Anna. And it's this local psychic who believes that the young boy's spirit was somehow attached to a chest of drawers, an armoire that is in the second story bedroom. It's believed that when they were preparing the house to be a museum and they were bringing in a lot of furniture to put in the different rooms, that the young boy's spirit was somehow attached to that piece of furniture, that chest of drawers that was brought into the house and placed in that second floor bedroom. And that is how that young boy's spirit now resides inside the Rutherford House. That second story bedroom today is actually decorated as a boy's bedroom. And many visitors to the home will tell me that when they're inside that bedroom, that they will feel a sudden drop in the temperature and that the room always becomes freezing cold. Yet as soon as they leave the bedroom and walk out into the hallway, the temperature returns to normal. Everyone that has worked or volunteered at the Rutherford House over the years still tell me their own personal stories of the many strange and creepy things that happened inside that historic home. And they all firmly believe that it is the spirit of Mrs. Rutherford and the spirit of that young boy that are still wandering throughout the historic home, still to this day. Thank you to everyone for listening to Haunted Canada. If you have enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast, like, share, and tell a friend about it. Also, please take the time to write a positive review and leave a 5-star review as well. If you have your own ghost story, true crime, or cold case, or something that you'd like for us to cover on Haunted Canada, please visit us and email us through our website at hauntedcanada.com. And if you're ever in Edmonton, Alberta, and you'd like to go on one of my award-winning ghost tours, please check us out at edmontonghosttours.com. Keep listening. I'm working on episode 5, which is going to be another unsolved murder that happened right here in Alberta. Thank you, everyone, and stay safe.